Okay. Saturday, August 29, 2025, 3:55 a.m. Okay, so I got up relatively early and just to make myself feel a little better, I guess, because I was kind of like laying there and saying, boy, I gotta get up and paint. Yesterday I went to Chico, and I drove about an hour and a half to get there, because we went there I went with my sister. We went to Chico at around 3:30, hit rush hour, a lot of bumper-to-bumper traffic on a three-day weekend, so people are probably getting out of town and what have you. But anyway, got there, went to this Museum of Northern California Art, because my painting was showing there, and we attended the reception, which I'll talk about a little bit later. I still have to put my mind together about it. But spent roughly a little over an hour there, and then turned around and came back. And by the time we got home, it was dark. So, where was I going with that? Oh yeah. So I'm out here, and I'm kind of tired. I got up at 2:30, I think it was, today. And here it is, almost 4 o'clock. Jeez. Well, I've been getting ready to start painting. I got my medium all mixed up and ready to get going here. So I'm dealing with the dog, Angel, also known as Chaos. Got her out here, too. So let me get going here, because I'm running out of time. I'll paint a little bit more later, so it's going to be a paint day, I'm pretty sure. The wife wants to go to get some sunflower seeds at the feed store. In this part, these parts, it's Western Feed down on, what street is that? I don't know, near the corner of Manzanita and Fair Oaks Boulevard. So let me get going here, and talk to you in a bit. Okay, 5:18 a.m. Well, the sun's not rising just yet, but it will be pretty soon. Let me, I want to get out of here about 5:35. It'll still be dark, but the sun will come out pretty soon. But, so let me get going here. I got to get the dog ready, get myself ready to get out of here and go for my walk, and then come back and get things done and try to get back out here as soon as I can. To keep painting. Just another lonely boy in town. She's out running around. 6:26 a.m. Okay, I've been here for quite a while now. At least what? 15 minutes? I would say, maybe not quite, but yeah, I was changing and getting the dog water and other stuff too. What else? Well, some other minor things, but so I'm back from the walk. I'm going to lift some weights and do a little bit of watering outside, eat breakfast, feed the dog also, talk to the wife some, and I hope to be back here by at least 8:30. That's a couple of hours worth of doing stuff other than painting. Okay, so let's get going. Mm-hmm. Suzanne takes you down. Okay, 8:38. Not too bad. turns out this morning the wife wants to go to the farmer's market over here, not too far down the road. So we'll probably spend about 45 minutes there, and then later on this afternoon we're going to go to the feed store. Excuse me. So better get the paint in here. Right. 10:12 a.m. Okay. So the wife wants to go to, like I said, the wife wants to go to the farmer's market and buy whatever. I know we're going to get some dog chews from this one booth that's over there. Dog really likes the cow's inner ear. So we'll probably get a couple of those and some other stuff. I know the wife's probably going to get something special for herself. I don't know what it is, but it's going to be something special. So let me clean up a little. We'll come back, and I can start painting again. And she'll we'll probably go this afternoon sometime to the feed store. So it'll give me a couple of more hours to paint when we get back here. She also wanted to make a stop and feed one of the chickens that she feeds. That's kind of an outlier. So we'll do that too. That'll take probably about, usually takes about 4 minutes to do that. So, 10:13, she says we'll be leaving at 10:30. I should get presentable, I guess, and get the dog all situated. So, a wrap for this part of the post. Sit around and wait for the phone to ring. Waiting for someone to tell you everything. Okay. Let's see. 1:10 p.m. I don't know what's okay, hold on. Let me get everything set up here before everything falls apart on me. Okay. Oops. Okay, let's see. So working on my panel, Jacinto's 1958 American Dream, painting about my father, and still working on the floor. Things are going pretty good. I'm happy with the results. I may redraw some stuff again, but we'll see. We went down to the farmer's market and came back, got the dog some treats too, gave her a pig snout, dehydrated pig snout. She loves that. And so we got other ones too, but she don't get them all at once. But our next chore for today is to go down to the feed store, which is Western Feed down on, I forget what street that is, but like I said, near the corner of Fair Oaks Boulevard and Manzanita. Wife's running out of essential squirrel food, bird food stuff, so we have to go get it. The dog will come with us, so like that. Okay. So yeah, I've been using the practice of actually mixing paint on the surface of the painting. It's a lot easier when you got a general idea where you're going, because I'm covering over areas that I've worked on before. So I just kind of either lighten it up, intensify it, or kill it down, or whatever, you know, or add another pigment even to do that. So that's been helpful for me to do. So last night we went to, my sister and I went to Chico on a Friday night on a 3-day weekend with everybody trying to get out of town. So luckily I left a half hour earlier than I really needed to, and we got there like about 5 or 6 minutes or 7 minutes after the reception started. So we were on time basically. And I don't know, I wasn't too happy with the show that much. It's a college town, okay? And it's that gallery or museum is right down the street from the college and right across from the high school. So and when we're parking there in the afternoon, evening, we noticed that, oh yeah, okay, most of these houses there around that area are probably rentals that are rented out to the college students, because a lot of them look like college students. And the show was pretty woke, and not all that happy about it, but just kind of like my sister said, it was kind of depressing, nothing joyful. She wanted to see some joyful stuff in there, and not too much joyful stuff. So yeah, I had to agree with her. Well, one artist that was greatly represented by a lot of his artwork in there, his or her artwork, I don't know. The name was Crash something or other. I can't remember. I wish I'd taken a picture of that. He had a lot of art that I expected to be, that was, that I could look at it, and you know, you can look at art and say, how old is this person? Oh, okay, this person's probably in their 20s or something like that, or this person's in their late 30s, early 40s. This person's probably in their, you know, 50s, 60s, somewhere around there, and you get an idea of who they are. So my sister and I said, let's pick this person out in the crowd. And so we looked, and I didn't see anybody. But later on, so we went down to, there are two rooms in this museum, and they had a separate show of this one artist's work, which was actually pretty good, very polished and professional looking. That individual that I said, let's pick this person out, happened to be there, and my sister and I both picked that person out right away. And yeah, he was kind of a young guy. He or she was a young guy. We're not really sure what the story is on that. But, you know, a lot of his work, there's a lot of... They had the opportunity to write explanation, basically an explanation of their work or trying to explain their work. And he had, even his work itself exhibited some anger, you know, a lot of anger. So... But he seemed like a real nice guy. He was having a good time, smiling and laughing, talking to people. So, but his work was kind of a downer. So, anyway, so we spent about roughly an hour there, and then headed on back. And it started after about maybe Well, about half an hour. Excuse me. Jeez, I'm getting tired. Didn't get much sleep last night. That's why I'm yawning, I guess. And, gotta get ready to go out again. Got the fan blowing because it's, just makes things easier to paint in here. But when I get back, I'll probably take a nap because I'm pretty sleepy. I didn't have enough sleep last night. I got up at 2:30, and then the dog was excited that I was waking up at 2:30, so she tried to wake everybody else up. Made sure I got up. Right? Yeah, so she's sound asleep now. I had to wake her up. She says, but, you know, that doesn't do any good because she's ready for anything. You know, oh, we're getting it. We're going. Let's go somewhere. Yeah, dog. Okay. Yeah, things, the more I'm working on this, I get, you know, you get kind of in a rhythm of things, and things start to work a little faster, which is nice. I just wish I had more time to do it. I'm going to try to paint again tomorrow. We've got mass again, so it's kind of a short morning. But sunrise is later, so I can actually leave for my walk later, and on, like I said, on weekends I'm going to start doing a shorter walk, which is less than half of my usual walk. It takes about a half hour or a little less, and so I'm going to head and plan on painting tomorrow. I'm going to get to bed early tonight, which will ensure that I'll hopefully ensure that I'll wake up early and I can start earlier, and we'll work on that. So let me sign off here. And call this a wrap for the post, okay? And have a good one.